春天，金牛站，金牛站，金牛站。哦，我在你心爱望不到春天，金牛站，金牛站，金牛站。哦，我在你心爱望不到春天，金牛站，金牛站，金牛站。Oh, what time is to ride in a horse-open sleigh? Dashing through the snow in one horse-open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Down on the bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse-open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse-open sleigh.
Welcome here on this glorious morning. Welcome as we celebrate together the sounds and warmth of the season in our first holiday chorale service, a service done almost completely in music. In song, may we find an expression of love, of joy, and of hope. Come, let us worship here together. Please take a moment to say hello or to introduce yourself to the people sitting beside you. Thank you.
please stand as you are willing and able and join me in our opening hymn, number 225, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We will be singing verses 1, 3, and 4. 1, 3, and 4 only.
Today, I ask that we take this time in our service to think for a moment silently, not only on our own joys and concerns for this week, but on the joys and concerns of our community and our world. Like the lights that drape our trees and our buildings, burn in our candles and in our chalice, may we carry light into dark places of sorrow and shine brilliantly to illuminate all joy.
Thank you.
Welcome to Lake Country Unitarian Universalist Church. At LCUUC, we strive to surround this community with the spirit of love in everything we do. My name is Paul Fackler, and I'm the worship associate for this morning's service. As a welcoming congregation, we hope that all visitors, wherever they are on life's journey, and whatever their backgrounds, will find a lasting home here. Whether you sing with the voice of angels, or Barry White, or Ella Fitzgerald, or Bob Dylan, or whether you whistle, or yodel, or hum, we welcome the unique music of your voice as it joins with those here today. Please join us today in the social hall after the service. We're having a cookie sale and bazaar, and for a small amount, you can buy a nice soup, cider, and fresh bread lunch. Today's order of service includes announcements of upcoming church activities, and we look forward to all our visitors, friends, and members joining in. Please take a moment at this point in the service to silence all electronics you may have with you here today. And again, welcome to all here this morning. We are so pleased that you have chosen to celebrate and worship with us.
I'd like to invite all the children to come forward for a story, and if anyone's brought food for a local food bank, please bring it up now or to ask a child to bring it up for you. Some of you may know this story pretty well. It's called The Polar Express. On Christmas Eve many years ago, I lay quietly in my bed. I breathed slowly and silently, and I was listening for a sound a friend told me I'd never hear, the ringing bells of Santa's sleigh. There's no Santa, my friend insisted, but I knew he was wrong. Late that night, I did hear sounds, but not of bells. From outside came the sound of hissing steam and squeaky metal. I looked through my window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of my house. Snowflakes fell around it, and the conductor stood at the door of one of the cars. He looked at his watch and then looked up at my window. I put on my slippers and robe and went downstairs and out the door. All aboard, the conductor cried out. I ran to him. Well, he said, are you coming? Where, I said. Well, to the North Pole, of course, was his answer. This is the Polar Express. I took his hand and he pulled me on board. The train was filled with other kids, all in their pajamas and their nightgowns. We sang Christmas carols and ate candy. We drank hot cocoa. Outside, the lights of towns and villages flickered in the distance as we raced northward. Soon there were no more lights. We went through dark forests where wolves were and where rabbits hid from our train, and we thundered through the wilderness. We climbed mountains so high it looked like we would touch the moon. But we never slowed down. We went faster and faster like a roller coaster. The mountains turned into hills and the hills into fields. We crossed a desert of ice, the Great Polar Ice Cap. And then lights appeared in the distance. They looked like the lights of an ocean liner on a frozen sea. There, said the conductor, there is the North Pole. It was a huge city standing on the top of the world, filled with factories where every kind of toy was made. At first, we didn't see elves. They are gathering at the center of the city, the conductor told us. That's where Santa will give the very first gift of Christmas. Who gets the first gift, we all asked. The conductor answered, "He will choose one of you." "Look," said one of the kids, "the elves. Outside we saw hundreds of them. As our train got closer to the center of the North Pole, we started to crawl. So crowded were the streets with elves." When the Polar Express could go no further, we stopped and the conductor led us outside. In front of us was Santa's sleigh with the reindeer. They pranced and paced, ringing silver bells. It was almost like magic, like nothing I had ever heard. Those bells. Across the circle, the elves moved apart, and Santa Claus appeared. The elves all started to cheer wildly. He marched over to us and pointed to me and said, "Let's have this one here." He jumped into his sleigh, and the conductor handed me up, and I sat on his knee, and he asked, "Now, what do you want for Christmas?" I knew that I could have any gift that I wanted, but the thing I wanted most for Christmas was not inside the giant bag. What I wanted more than anything was one silver bell from Santa's sleigh. When I asked, Santa smiled, and then he gave me a hug and told an elf to cut a bell from a reindeer harness. The elf tossed it to Santa. He stood and held the bell high above him and called out, "The first gift of Christmas." The clock struck midnight and the elves started to cheer, and Santa handed the bell to me and I put it in my bathrobe pocket. The conductor helped me down from the sleigh and Santa took off into the air. He circled above us once and then disappeared. As soon as we were back on the train, the other kids asked to see my bell. I reached into my pocket, but the only thing I felt was a hole. I had lost it. "Let's go look for it," one of the other kids said, but the train started moving. We were on our way home. It broke my heart to lose the bell. When I got to my house, I left sadly. I stood at the door and I waved goodbye. The conductor yelled, "Merry Christmas," and the Polar Express let out a blast from its whistle and sped away. On Christmas morning, my little sister and I opened our presents. But when it looked like we were done, she found one more box behind the tree. It had my name on it, and inside was the silver bell and a note. "Fix that hole in your pocket." Signed, Mr. C. I shook the bell, and it made the most beautiful sound my sister and I had ever heard. But my mother said, "That's too bad." And my father said, "Oh, it's broken." When I shook the bell, the grown-ups didn't hear a single sound. At one time, most of my friends could hear the bell, but as years passed, it fell silent for most of us. Even Sarah found one Christmas that she could no longer hear the bells. But though I've grown old, the bell still rings for me, as it does for everybody who truly believes.
Oh,
Thank you all for listening to the story, and feel free to ring those bells. It is the season of sharing and giving, and our morning offering will now be given and received. But may I say, best wishes for an environmentally conscious, socially responsible, low stress, non-addictive, gender neutral, winter solstice holiday of your choice, practiced within the most joyous traditions of the religious persuasion and theology of your choice, but with respect for the religious persuasion of others who choose to practice their own religion or theology, as well as those who choose not to practice a religion at all. The morning offering will now be given and received. Thanks for these gifts given and received for the life and the work of this community and our greater association. Please stand as you are willing and able and join me in hymn number 237, The First Noel.
moment of silent meditation or prayer as we hear the UULADS violins play Silent Night.
pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, and unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Celebrate today the music of one story of life and redemption, but there are thousands more. May we always seek to find new life in the midst of darkness, new hope in the midst of fear, and new reasons to lead us from the fallow times into joyous growth. May we always find a star to draw us forth, and may our celebrations be many. Please stand as you are willing and able and join me in singing number 235, Deck the Halls. After the hymn, you'll want to be seated again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.